21. Listening. Exercise 2. Listen to the monologues. Match each speaker to the idea he or she expresses below. There are 3 extra answers. Speaker 1.
I'm a snowmaker, which means that I make snow for people to ski on when nature doesn't make enough. I work mainly at night for 12 hours at a time, and conditions are not easy. It's freezing cold up on the mountain, and you have to be really strong to work with the heavy equipment we use. It's hard physical work, but it's the best way to get a free ski pass for the whole season, and I'd ski every day of the year if I could. Is it worth the hard work? Oh, absolutely.
Speaker 2.
I'm a TV meteorologist. Before every forecast, I spend hours studying computer weather models and then creating all those graphics you see on TV. I need to know high-level science in this job, but I also have to be a good performer. People want to hear the forecast explained in an entertaining way, after all. I love my job because it's never boring, and I do my best because I know that people will be depending on me and making plans according to my forecasts. People say it's a big responsibility. It certainly is.
Speaker 3.
All pilots are taught a basic rule: stay away from storms. But I'm a cloud seeder, and actually, I do just the opposite. I fly into the storm clouds to make them produce more rain. When I was younger, I worked as a commercial pilot for 10 years, but I felt I needed more adventure in my life, and I got it. Cloud seeding is very dangerous work, but I love the adrenaline rush, and it's so beautiful up there. It's just amazing.
Speaker 4.
I'm an astrophysicist, and part of my job is to forecast the weather in outer space. Radiation from solar storms can damage satellites and stop electricity supplies, and they're terribly dangerous for planes and astronauts. When we see a storm, we have to predict whether the radiation is coming towards Earth or not. The past few years have been pretty calm, but we expect to see a lot more activity in the next few years. In fact, there's a good chance of a really extreme solar storm. So people will be paying a lot more attention to our forecasts in the future.
Speaker 5.
I'm a US Coast Guard surf woman, and my job is to pilot a rescue boat that saves people at sea. We work in the most extreme and dangerous weather conditions, and we need years of training to survive in those giant waves. But it's definitely worth the danger when you see the looks on the faces of the people you're rescuing. There aren't many women doing this job, but I just love the action and I wouldn't give it up for anything.